In the Sicha Chelek Yudalid, second Sicha in Parshas Kisetze, so the Rebbe brings the Rashi on Timcha Zecher Amolek. The Rashi says, Me'ish v'ad Isha, Me'elo v'ad Yenik, Misher v'ad Tse, Shelo Yehe Shem Amolek Nizkar Afilo Ala Behema, Loimer Behema Zumi Shal Amolek Hoysa. And the Rebbe asks a number of diukim in Rashi. The Nekuda Sabir of the Rebbe in the Sicha is that Rashi is coming to Farem for a question in Pshutish al Mikra. And L'chaira, this is the main chiddush in the Sicha, that from this is everything in the Hemshech HaSicha is built on this, that the Rebbe says the Taitsh of Timcha is Zecher Amalek. Zecher means remembering Amalek. You should wipe out Amalek from your memory. You should wipe out the ability to remember Amalek. And B'meila, Rashi has a question, how does a person have the control over wiping something out from his memory? It's not like a computer chip that you could just erase it. If I remember, B'meila, it's Faremfrit, says the Rebbe, when it says, Emche, Zeicher, Amalek, when it says the same Lashon that's attributed to the Eibishter, that the Eibishter says, I will wipe it out, the Eibishter could wipe something out from a person's memory. But how could the Pasuk say, Timche, Zeicher, Amalek, that we have a tzivui to wipe out something from our memory? Thus haste, you would be able to teach Zeicher, Amalek, that Zeicher, Amalek is a noun, is a thing. And the tight shelo yehei that Chazal say shelo yehei shem Amalek nisker, meaning anything that reminds one of Amalek, this thing, this object is Zecher Amalek. Anything that's a trace of Amalek, that's a reminder of Amalek, is the Zecher Amalek. And if that would be the tight and Zecher Amalek, then we wouldn't have this question of in Pshuta Shemikra, and you would have all the questions on the Rashi. The Rebbe is mechadish l'chayra that zecher is miloshen zikarin, that zecher is the remembrance kipshute, and timcha zecher amalek is wiping out, is erasing the remembrance, the memory of amalek, which raises the question, how is that possible? And to answer that question, says the Rebbe, Rashi comes and says that the way we wipe out the memory is by wiping out the things that remind us of amalek. Shelo yehei shem Amalek nisker, and that's what Rashi says, Yafilo ala behema, because through wiping out the behemoths that remind us of Amalek, we wipe out the things, we get rid of the memory, eventually Amalek will be forgotten. And with this is Faremfet why Rashi has to bavarin Noshim, because Misvara, I could have said that the Nukama doesn't go on Noshim, but since we have to wipe out the Zecher of Amalek, anything that causes the continuity of the memory of Amalek, so it has to be also Mi'ish Adisha, even Noshim. B'meila is for Emfret the question that it's Behema, Leimer Behema Zushal Amalek. Meila the Rebbe for Emfret the question why it's not a Dimim. If Zecher Amalek meant an object that reminds of Amalek, so then even a daimim should be wiped out. A daimim is included in the Zecher Amalek, and like it seems to say in a number of Mefarshim, that afilu, like the Rebbe brings in the Aras, afilu eitz v'even. Mashenkin, if Zecher Amalek, the mitzvah is to wipe it out from our memory, and it's by doing a pe'ulav that there shouldn't be something that will remind me, so even though the daimim right now is a remnant of Amalek, but it's not going to be something that eventually will remind me of Amalek. And with this, the Rebbe answers the question of the Reaper Love, how could it be Beis Haman Nasati LeEsther? Because says, if we would learn that Zecher Amalek is the object, and an object that reminds of Amalek has to be wiped out, has to be obliterated, so a Beis Haman is, obviously it's called Beis Haman. It's a Zecher Amalek. How could it be Nasati L'Echster? It has to be destroyed. But if the Zecher is the Zikarin, and we're wiping out the things only because they remind us, so by giving Beis Haman L'Echster, it's not going to be a reminder of Amalek anymore. It's for Enfetishayla. It's only a Behema that even after transferring the ownership, it still reminds of Amalek. And b'meila, it has to be completely with only Eitza, that it shouldn't be a Zeichra Molek is by wiping it out. This is the Nekuda of the Chiddush, of the Rebbe, of the Sicha. With this, the Rebbe answers all of these diuk. In Ois Vav, so the Rebbe says, L'achre calls it Tamua. How is it possible to wipe out Zeichar Amalek if we have a mitzvah Hishom Alokha and we have Parshis in the Torah about Amalek? To say Slachair again, the same thing. If the Zeichar Amalek is a description of certain objects, certain things, that certain things was der monen of Amalek, that from Eismakin, and the description of these things is that there are Zeichar Amalek, the remnant of Amalek. So then, Sinish King Kasha, we have to remember Amalek and remember what he did and go and wipe out all the things, all the traces of Amalek and all the remnants of Amalek. But if the wiping out of the remnant of Amalek is to take away any possibility of remembering Amalek, but the fact that Amalek is part of Torah necessitates that we're going to remember Amalek. And like the Rebbe brings the minik to Shaibin Das Al Itzim Vavanim in order to wipe it out. So the Rebbe answers, "Val korchach tzarach leimar." This is the chiddush in Sivov. The asura, that we say that the mitzvah of Timcha Zeichar Amalek is all a means of ensuring that we don't remember Amalek. So we're not supposed to remember Amalek. So how could it be that we learn the parshas in the Torah about Amalek and it says, "Yishar malacha pentishkach"? It says because the remembering that's in order to wipe out is not, that type of remembering wasn't Nessa. That's part of the wiping out. But a remembering that reminds us of its existence, that's not part of the process of wiping it out, that's where the Isser is. And that's where the Rebbe brings because that's part of the process of the Mechia, and that's not the Eifin HaZechira, that's us. So it finishes off with a paragraph. The Rebbe writes, Elohar shal pizat tzarechien, b'negeya l'goynev me'oni al menas l'shalom tashlum mekeifo ki yedeya shle yikabo b'eifin acher. If so, maybe it should be permissible to steal from an oni in order to pay tashlum mekeifo. Or ha'koyne chometz b'pesach al menas l'kayim tashbisu, or oisa v'edezor al menas l'kayim abe ta'abdun v'inka mekeime. The Rebbe says, according to this chiddush and this svara, so there should be other cases where something is we're supposed to get rid of. Let's say that in a general way. But in certain instances, certain exceptions, having it should be part of the process of getting rid of it, and that's not the case that's aser. But let's look at the specific cases and to understand this ha'ara and the income it came with. So let's start with the second one, because that seems the easiest to understand the comparison. Ha'koyne chametz b'pesach al-menas l'kayim tashbisu. The Torah says tashbisu, you have to destroy chametz. If I acquire chametz, so then I'm not destroying the chametz. I'm l'cheira being over, I'm contradicting this sivri. But if the purpose of being kind of those chametz is in order to destroy them, because I don't have chametz to destroy, I have no way of being mekayim tashbisu, so then that's not perhaps the possession of chametz that Torah asers. Just like the presence, the existence of Amalek and the remembrance of the Amalek in order to wipe out the memory, that's not the zechira that Torah asered. That's part of the process of the mochi timcha. So in this ha'ara, the Rebbe brings in 31, ayin teisves psachim and a mishnal malach void. So teisves and psachim, the famous shitas of teisves, a famous shitas hari in teisves of chavtes amud beis, that teisves says mikan mechi achri, the whole sugi over there. Shamasha chametz bepesach v'daite levaroi enei over ba'isa shehiya. That even though chametz pesach, it's a iser to possess chametz, it's a iser to have chametz. Lo yirov lo yimotze. But if the person is possessing chametz in order eventually to be mevar the chametz, so he's not over by yirov ba'yimotze. And Tesvus is machriach it, whatever way he's machriach. The time, what's the reason why you're not over on Bayro Bayimatze? Mishim de la Yira and Nitikla Ase. The Isra Bayro Bayimatze is Nitikla Ase. It's a lava Nitikla Ase. De la Yira, but if you have it, you should destroy it. Vachain ene over Kishimavare Livasef. Therefore, if you have it in order to destroy, you're not over if you actually ended up destroying it. What's the tzushtel over here? Seemingly, to understand this tzushtel, so the Rebbe is mitzayin tamishna l'melech. Perhaps the idea of this tzion to the mishna l'melech is the mishna l'melech brings the tesvis, and he brings the fact that the Rambam seems to argue on tesvis, because the Rambam tesvis says that l'bayro b'yimotzi is a lava nitiklasi. Lava nitiklasi, you don't get malchus. However, the Rambam says that hakoyne chametz bePesach eichimtzei. If someone does a maisa, if someone is over by ro by imotzei through a maisa, so then he's like, which means the Rambam learns that elam kein kana chametz bePesach eichimtzei. The Rambam learns the reason why you don't get malchus for by ro by imotzei. It's because it's a lav shein be maisa, but lu yitzu you're over through a maisa, you'll taki get malchus. Says the Mishnah, that's at odds with the Tesvis that says it's a lav anitikla essay. So even if you were over on bayro by imotzi through a maisa, you still wouldn't get malchus. However, the Mishnah Malach has a question on Tesvis. Umashikosav ha Tesvis vidaite levarei. Tesvis said, you say, if you're having chametz for the sake of getting rid of it, so that having it is not an act of possessing chametz, it's part of the process of destroying, it's not a stira to not have. But if Tesvis' reasoning is that it's a lava nitikla essay, so what's the difference what his intention is? Lava nitikla essay, we have halacha that every lava nitikla essay in like leisigzel, someone steals, there's no malchus because it's veheshev esagzel ashagazel. Doesn't say anywhere that if you steal with the intention of returning it, then you're not even by your by matzah. Then you're not getting malchus. Leisigzel never gets malchus because that's the suga iser. So it's a lava nitiklase. So why does Teisha seem to make this criteria that it has to be that it was daite mashachomitz v'daite levar? Who cares what his intention is? This type of lav, this lav be'etzem seemingly should be mufka from malchus. So the Mishnah Malach Mashna Kasa Fatesis Vidaite Levare Lav Lemem Rashem Ein Daite Levare Deleika Shekal Lava Nitikla Esse Afshe Ein Bidaite Lekaima Esse Ein Eleika Kol Zman Shubef Shari Shekaima Esse. So the Mishnah Malach says, why does Tesis make this tonight? What do I care what it does? Ela kavanasam hi nidein leike mikoma ke misura kavad mashen mekai ma ase. Vayvra alav kiven shem bedaite lekai mase. Chol she bedaite lekai mase afilu yisura lek. Says the Mishnah Malach, eino chanami. But the reason why Tesis has the criteria for daite levare is in order that you shouldn't be evra nisir. So the Mishnah Malach is really raising, and he leaves that very bekitzer, another question on Tesvis. The first question was, what do I care what his das is? If it's a lava nitikla essay, so who cares what his das is? There's another question. If Tesvis is saying chametz is a lava nitikla essay to tashbisu, there's a say of tashbisu. Yeah, totally in a machlik is in tashbisu. But. So then, what? So a lava nitikla essay, the din is that you don't get malchus. But there's no din that you're not over an aveira. Of course it's an aveira. If someone steals, he's doing an aveira of leisigzel. Someone's going to say that someone who steals is not over an aveira. Of course he's over an aveira. But it doesn't get malchus because it's a lav nitiklase. Teisu seems to say, Masha chametz al minas levarei. He's not over because it's a lav nitiklase. Since when does lav nitiklase make that you shouldn't be over? So the Mishnah Malach answers these two questions with each other. He says, Eina Chanami, you don't have to be Daite Levar not to get Malkus. Because even if it's not Daite Levar, since it's a Lava Nitiklasa, you betzem don't get Malkus. Why does Tesvis say Daite Levare? That's in order to say that he's not even over. To not even be over, it's not enough that it's a law of nitik lase. It has to be daiti levari. In Tesis, there's really another condition. Tesis says befeish, it has to be also shemivari levaseif, that he was actually mevar. The Mishlam Malach seemed to answer the question, it only raises more questions. So if so, so why is he taken not over? So daite levar, the reason why he's not over is not because it's lava nitik lase. They taste with sakilu gzak tachilish from lava nitik lase. Nein, shteita anandir din, not connected b'chla with the loch of lava nitik lase. Because if it was lava nitik lase, it wouldn't be tully in what his das is. And it wouldn't be negia to being over on the aver. It's negia only to Malkus. Tesva says something that is not over. So what is this din that Tesva says? So the Mishnah Malach learns Tesva saying two halachas. If no matter what, Mashacham is by Rabbi Matzah, you never get Malkus because it's lava nitik lase. If it's daite levar, you're also not over. According to the Mishnah Malach, Tesva didn't give the reason for that. He said a huge chiddush din. So what if daite levar? And he said he's not over. It could be in Tesis, I think some of us should learn like this, that Tesis maybe doesn't talk and mean the usual idea of lava nitik lase. Because Tesis is not talking about Malkus. And to say Tesis is saying one din and he brings lava nitik lase on the other din of Malkus, which he didn't even mention, it's very hard to say that in Tesis. Therefore, can we learn in Tesis means a different lava, not the usual concept of lava nitik lase. He means over here, the lav is not to have chametz. Over here, the asay undoes the lav. The iser ba'irah ba'imatzah is to possess chametz, to give a mitzias to the chametz. But if the existing of the chametz is part of destroying them, it's a lav that this other side of the lav is the asay. There's a lav, don't have chametz, rather destroy the chametz. So if the having the chametz is not an act of possessing, is not part of having chametz, it's part of destroying, then it's part of the tashbisu, not part of the yirah of a yimatzeh. Therefore, hater nishketan kein aveira, that's a chelik from the mitzvah. It's a chelik of the essay. And then we understand that's dafka if it's daite levare, and that taka takes away the whole aveira, because tesis is being magder the aveira. The aveira is to have it in order to have. If I'm having it in order to destroy, that's part of the tashbisu. That's lo yirah v'lo yimatzeh. Because tashbisu is the chiyuv of lo yirah v'lo yimatzeh. A klal, even according to the Mishnah Melech himself, but he doesn't say the svara. The Mishnah Melech doesn't say the svara. But even like the Mishnah Melech himself, you see that for some reason you're not over with Daite Levar. For sure, according to this Pshat and Tesis, we see this, you say, that even though Teira says not to have chametz, what's called having chametz? Having chametz to have. But having chametz to destroy the having itself is part of the tashbisu, it's not a stira to tashbisu. So this seems mamish a dugma to this concept that even though, so according to Tesis, v'techeis kumen, even koina chametz, the case of the Rambam, that the Rambam says you get Malkus, because he did a maisa, Tesis will say not only you don't get Malkus, you're not over, because that koina chametz is not part of having chametz, that's part of destroying chametz. B'meila, that's mamish a dugma to this concept, that even though we want to get rid of the Zecher Amalek, but remembering Amalek in order to remember or retaining some remnant of Amalek in order to have it, that's going to cause me to remember it. That's a stira to Timcha Zecher Amalek. But when the having it is in order to destroy it, and the learning the parasha and the Zachar al Tishkach is in order to destroy, then that remembering is part of the Timcha. It's not a stira to the Timcha. So that's one dugma. That's Lechera de Pshat in this dugma. Yeah? Pasha Pshat. And then the Rebbe brings the third dogma, right? Aveda Zara. Aveda Zara, Amenas Lakaim Abed Ta'abdu, that making Aveda Zara is a Isser. But if I'm making the Aveda Zara in order to do the Abe to Abdin, in order to destroy it, that this making the Aveda Zara is not part of the Isser of having Aveda Zara, it's part of the Ta'abdin. The Rebbe brings the Lashon HaRambam. L'chayra, in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam says, she'ezironu me'aseis avedizara lavoid. Extra word in the Rambam, ameira dekechidish. That the Rambam seems to be magdir, seems to define the isra of making avedizara, not the etzem asiya, but the asiya, because you're making it to serve or to be served. You're making avedizara to be avedizara. That if the making of the Avodah Zarah is not lavid for the sake of the worship of the Avodah Zarah, on the contrary, for the sake of the destruction of Avodah Zarah, then that Asiyas Avodah Zarah is not part of the Iser, is not part of the Avera. It's part of the Ibud, it's part of the destruction. And it's one thing with the Ta'abdun. So that's the third dogma, the second dogma, which is the third one in the order that the Rebbe brings. The first one, based on the Shalpiza, Tzarechiyim b'negeya l'goynev me'oni al-menas l'shalim tashlumi keifel k'yideyesh l'yekabel b'eifin acher. So with regards to this example, Tzarechiyim, that the Rebbe says maybe here too, the Gneva, when it's for the sake of increasing the wealth of the person you're stealing from, like an ani, then it's not a gneva, it's not considered an act of gneva of taking away. The Rebbe's Mitzayin in the Ha'ara 30 to the Gemara in Bab Mitzia Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Bab Mitzia Samach Aleph Amud Beis Ubinayse Kalim. In Bab Mitzia Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Leisignev almenas leshalim tashlume kefil. Says that din in the Gemara that the iser of leisignev is even almenas leshalim tashlume kefil. If you're stealing in order to pay kefil, Rashi says almenas leshalim tashlume kefil shereitza lehahanoisai, that you want to give a benefit to the person you're stealing from. You want to give him money, you want to give him a gift. You know that he won't want to accept it from you. So the only way to gift him, the only way to benefit him is by stealing from him. And then automatically when you pay kefil, you'll be giving him this gift. And nevertheless, it's also, it's leisignevu. So seemingly the Gemara clearly says that this leisignevu al minas l'shalim kefil, that stealing as a means to give the ani, the person is a ani and you want to benefit him and you want to give him more money, and nevertheless it's considered a isra leisignevu. What's the tzarech iyun l'cheira? What's the question? So the question l'cheira could be understood based on the Rambam, and for two possible reasons. The Rambam in Hilchas Gneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, brings this halacha from the Gemara that says, Aser Lignev al Menas Lemekat, if the stealing is just for a tzar or for a joke or for other reasons, it's still a iser. The Rambam says, V'aser Lignev kol shud in Tera, V'aser Lignev derech schaik, Oy Lignev al Menas Lahachser, Oy al Menas Lashalim, the cases of the Gemara. Hakoil aser shelo yargil atzmei bekach. These are all aser. That's the din that says in the Gemara in Bab Mitzia Daf Samachal from the Beit. But the Rambam says the iser is shelo yargil atzmei bekach, in order that he shouldn't get himself used to stealing. Seems to imply from the Rambam that this iser is not a iser minatera. It's a iser midrabanan. If it's a iser minatera, like the simple mashmas of the Gemara that we dash in this from leisignevu, then it's not shelo yargil atzmei bekach, it's be'etzem aser. And that's what the Lechem Mishneh is midayik from the Rambam. That shelo yagel, the mefarshim are medayik from the Rambam, that shelo yagel atzme bekach, it seems like the Rambam learns that this is just a iser dirabanan. In that case, that it's a iser dirabanan, shelo yagel atzme bekach, which is al derech, what we know from the Rebbe's Haggadah by the Afikeman, that the Rebbe says that our minig is not to steal the Afikeman, because it's a onion of Rebbe brings the Gemara over there. It's an onion of time. It's a yargilatz mebekach. So according to what seems to be meduyik from the Rambam, would come out that why min ha-teira is it not aser? Chayre he's stealing. According to the Rambam, seems clearly that min ha-teira it's not considered stealing. Why is it not considered stealing? Lechayre, because of the svara that the Rebbe says in the Sicha, that when you're stealing in order, the definition of stealing is an act of taking away money from the person. But when the stealing is a means of getting him more money, this is a tool to increase his wealth, to give him more money, so it's not a maisa geneva. And therefore, mitzad le'signev, it wouldn't be usur, and the only isur is shalayagalatz mebekach. It's an interesting lashon in the Ha'ara. The Rebbe is mitzayin to the Gemara, bab mitziya samach aleph amud beizu v'neise kelim. Neise kelim, I think, is not usually a Lashon Haragil b'negia to the Mefarshei HaShas. In Shas, it's the Mefarshim, it's the Rishonim. In our case, it's Rashi and the Gemara who says Laha Neisei. But the Neisei Kelim is the Lashon HaMurgul in the Rambam. That could be Bekitzer, the Rebbe is being Mitzayan, that it's the Gemara b'Neisei Kelim of the Rambam that are Medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the Isser is not a clear Isser, which gives a mokim to the two tzadim in the Sicha. However, this halacha is brought in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, and in Hilchos Gzeilo Gneva and Siv Gimel. The Alter Rebbe says a pshat in this Rambam. The Alter Rebbe is not speaking about this part of the din. Says Vafilo Agene Valdas Lahachser Oisei Hachefetz Atzmei. Which is Vafilo Inkavanas Litzare Klala Lashagain of Derech Schaik. These are two pshatim in Ligne Valmanas Lamekat that says over there at the Gemara. Hareza Oiver Beleisase. Now these are separate drushes in the same Gemara. Besides Hagezo Gain of Almanas Lashalim, says Hagain of Almanas Lamekat. And on this one, the Alter Rebbe says, "V'yesh emrim she'enei aser elami divrei seifrim shelo yargil atzmei bekach." Some say that this is only a isrami divrei seifrim. This is the das harambam that it's only asrami divrei seifrim, which means minatera. In such a case, it wouldn't be aser. So the Alter Rebbe brings this das harambam b'negeya to Geinev Derech Schaik, which is Lemekat. But the Rambam, L'chaira, says this on the Halacha. It's going on all the cases of the Halacha. So the Alter Rebbe in Kutras Achrin, Sifkat Beis, brings the Lechem Mishnah that says that according to the Rambam, who says the reason for the Isser is Shelo Yargil Atzmei Bekach, you have to say the Pasuk is an Asmachta. So, but he says, "Avol Rava Magid Reish Parakama Mihuchas Gzeila Leisvira Lehachi." Va'ayim Biyeredei Asimin Kuf Pei Aleph De Urchei De Harambam Lefrushei Taima Dekra Uchai Gavna Ashkechan. So the Alter Rebbe says we see in other places that the derech of the Rambam is to be mefarish Taima Dekra, which means the Alter Rebbe seems to be more leaning to explain, like the Magid Mishnah, that the Rambam says shelo yargil atzmei bekach is not because the Rambam holds that it's not a iser deiraisa, not like the simple mashmas hagemara that we dashed this from the pasuk and it's iser deiraisa, but the Rambam learns it is a iser deiraisa, but he's explaining time of the kra, the reason why the Torah asers even in such a case that it's that's going of a menasel make. Now, if we say again, the Alter Rebbe is not speaking about the case of going of a menasel shalim. But if the Alter Rebbe says the pshat in the shelo yargil atzmei bekach of the Rambam is not lafuka, the fact that it's a iser deraisa, so the same thing applies to going of a menasel shalim, which the Alter Rebbe speaks about in the previous sif. It could be that even according to those who learn it's a Isra Deiraisa, according to what the Alter Rebbe brings from the Magid Mishnah, you still have from the Rambam a basis to the other tzad in the Rebbe's Chakira and the Rebbe's Sarachin and the Sicha, which means that Be'emes, when it's Geinev al Menas to increase his wealth, the Geneva is part of the giving him money, it's not a Maisa Geneva. Because Sof Kol Sof, if the reason why the Rambam says these words, Shalayagel Atz Bekach, even if we say he holds it to Issa De Raisa, is because he's Mefarish time of the Kra, Vetach Zayin Sof Kol Sof, the Zel Bediuk in the Pasuk Ufa. The Pasuk has a Issa Leisig Nevu, Vast Arfich Zagin, that the Pasuk is, when it's Almanas L'Shalim, the Pasuk is only Asring it. The pasuk is only asering it because of shaliyagel atzmi bekach. Why don't I say? Why doesn't the pasuk asering it just like every geneva? And like we'll see soon, the basis for that svara. Elamai, even if it's a deiraisa, but the fact that the reason for the pasuk is shaliyagel hastas the maisa bats musa is not a maisa geneva, like the svara that says in the sicha, and like the other tzad the tzarechion, that since the geneva is a means to give him money, so the geneva is part of the nesina. But in the Rambam, there's another diuk that the Lechem Mishnah also makes, that the lashon of the Gemara is which means even though you're giving him more, it's still a iser gneva. The lashon Rambam is aser lignev derchchek oy lignev al menas lahachzer oy al menas leshalim, which the Rambam doesn't say leshalim kefil, unlike the Lechem Mishnah is medayik. He's stealing almanas to return the object itself or to pay its value, its damim. He says that the Braisa says almanas l'shalim keifa, which is a much bigger chiddush, that it's still a iser. Havi ribusa tvei rabbeinu nira shalihoya legirsa zubi Braisa, says it must be the Rambam didn't have that girsa. If that's the case, so the Alter Rebbe doesn't bring this din of the Rambam that it's Almanas L'Shalim. The Alter Rebbe, when he brought that din, he brought only the Eifer, the Nusach that we have, Almanas L'Shalim Kefo. If the Rambam holds the Isser that we learn from the Pasuk, Almanas L'Shalim, is only when he's Mishalim Shovyeh, it's not when he's Mishalim Kefo. So then again, we have a Raya from the Rambam Mitam Acher to the other Tzad in the Rebbe's Sarachion. If I'm paying the same amount, then obviously you can't say that the Gneva Gufa is not a Maisa Gneva, it's a Maisa Nesina, because you're not giving him anything. If all I'm doing is repaying the amount that I stole, so then he's not getting, it's not a Nesina. Dafka lefi hagirsa shelifaneinu, that even Gneva Almanas L'Shalim Kefel, that I'm paying him extra, I'm paying him more than I stole from him. So then, whether or not that's a iser will be totally in the tutzadim in the sicha. So then, according to this, the fact that the Rambam only applies the iser when it's Almanas L'Shalim and not in the ribusa tvei when it's Almanas L'Shalim Kefel, that means from the Rambam that when it's Almanas L'Shalim Kefel, das nishke maisa geneva, like this tzad in the sicha. So again, even though from the Pashtos HaGemara, it seems that when you're geinev Almanas L'Shalim Kefel, it's still a iser geneva, but from the Rambam, there's three ways how we could explain how the Rambam is a basis, how this din of the Gemara, the way the Rambam explains the din, is a basis for the other tzad in the sicha, the geneva Almanas, to increase his wealth. The Geneva itself is not a mice of Geneva, it's a mice of increasing his wealth. Either from the fact that the Rambam is mashma that it's a Isra de Rabbanan, or even if the Rambam learns it's a Isra de Raisa from the fact that the time of the Kra, the reason for the Isra de Raisa, is Shalayagel Atzmi Bekach, or from the fact that even if the Rambam holds it's a Isra de Raisa, but the Rambam applies the Isra de Raisa only when it's Almanas L'Shalim, when he's paying the same amount, not when he pays an increased amount of the Shalom Kefal, then it's Taka, I say the Gneva is a mice of returning. However, Yesh Lahoir, that over here, so the Rebbe says at Tzarech Iyon, based on the Svara that he says, we have to say, B'negiyat Tzchira Samolik, that the Tzchira itself that we have to remember it because there's Parshis in Torah. Nevertheless, since it's a Schira al Minas Limchis, that's part of the Mechia. And based on that, the Rebbe says the Svara, you could say that by Avodah Zarah and by Tashbisu, by Leira, Matzil Chachamet, and by Gneva. But this Tzad by Gneva, B'mokim Acher, Divrei Torah, Aniim B'mokim Acher, Bashirim B'mokim Acher, there's another place where the Rebbe is Shelel the Svara. With the Pshitas, that's in Chelek Lamed Dalet, the first Sikh of Parshas Ekev, where the Rebbe is speaking about Shviras Haluches. And the Rebbe says that Gneva is Aser Ligzel Afilo Amenasel Shalem Dover Yafem Imenu. He brings this halacha. And the Rebbe explains that the reason for this is by mazik, he says, the iser of mazik is because you're being mazik the person. And therefore, if I mazik him in order to be able to pay him lu yitzur, I would be able to be mazik. And I would have to pay more than the amount of the hezek. So I'm not being mazik. I'm not hurting the person. I'm helping the person. Masha'enken iser gneva gzela, the Rebbe says over there. The iser gneva gzela, the geder ha iser is doing something to the chafetz. I'm taking an object that's tachas ba'alusay of someone else and removing it from his balabatishkeit. And therefore, even if dubailim is going to gain from it, it's still a iser gneva gzela. So that's the pshitos that the Rebbe says over there in that sicha. Now, it could be what the Rebbe says over there is l'shitos admura zaken, according to the Alter Rebbe, like he brings in the Haaretz, and not necessarily is that according to Shitas HaRambam, which the Rebbe maybe in our Sicha learns Beifen Acher. But the Rebbe is asking over there, Lefi HaHalacha, what the din, you know, what was the heter, the justification for break the Luchit. But it's also Yesh LaHaysif. From that Sicha, we also seem to see the Svara that says over here, because the Rebbe does say, Benegia to Mazik, the Isser of Mazik, Lu Yitzuyer, says the Isser of Mazik, that it's even al derech l'shalim, is only because when you pay, you're only paying the amount of the Hezek. Mashenkin, Lu Yitzuyer, there would be a Mazik, al menas to pay more, then Taka, there wouldn't be a Isser Mazik. I, right now, I'm being Mazik. Because since the mazik is the hezek to the person, and when the hezek to the person is for the sake of increasing the wealth of the person, so then that wouldn't be melchatchila iser mazik. So from the svara that the Rebbe says over there about mazik is also a siyua to the explanation of the Rebbe over here b'negiyah to Schir Samalik and the second and that sad in the tzarechiyah b'negiyah to the three dinim that the Rebbe says in the Sikha.